At the moment, I can make a living from the job that I do. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of waiting for the day when I can't. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing with the work that we do is to not think that you've failed if you can't make a living from it, because it's no shame, because it's extremely tough. It depends, I think, a lot on which country you work in. If you work in America, it is impossible practically to be only an artist. You have to have another job beside your artistic work. And it happened that in Wales, it's a very recent thing that you could become only an artist, you know. I mean, some of the models from my area are that a lot of farmers would, you know, do their cultural work in the evening, and they would just do it, you know. So I'm thinking that's a very attractive model. It's quite a difficult one to make work, because obviously you're going to get exhausted. But I think I'm fortunate at the moment that it's all right, but you never know.
But you say you're waiting the moment that you won't make a living, but have you always made a living out of it? Or can you tell us a bit about your past?
This is very boring. I've always made a living out of it. But, I mean, no, that's all I can say, really. It's just... I had a couple of years before, when I was starting, when I would do, I worked in an old people's home for a while, and that's an incredibly affecting experience. And then I used to do a cleaning job as well, but at that time, in Wales and in Britain, we have, you know, what we call the dole, which is the unemployment payment, and you can support yourself on that a little bit. But, you know, I didn't have needed to do that since 1988, and I'm really glad, you know, because you think, you know, you mustn't go on that, you know what I mean? There's a whole thing in our family about, you mustn't go on the dole, what do you mean, you know? So I've been lucky that I can not have to ask for other money. Mm-hmm.